That's right. I don't think there's going to be another one right now until I'm done talking to you. Okay, so hello. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on Spy for a second. Thank you. See, the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And we are... Okay, now I have my son Dexter, who's 5. And I have Coral, who's... How old are you, Coral? 7. So she's 7. Now let's see. Well, I'm going to see if you guys can talk. So here we go. You're mic 2, so you're that one. Okay. Okay, now you have to say something nice. Say, here, let's fix that. Okay, move your head. That's better. Can you hear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we traversed from the bowels of East Van all the way over to UBC, and it takes a little while, doesn't it? Okay, so you've got your mics on. Let's take a look here, and I'm going to ask you guys some questions. Okay, guys, here's a trick question. Here's a mic. Pull the mic down and talk into it, but don't yank it off. Here's my question to you. What is your favorite radio station?
I don't know how to pull this down.
CITR.ca.
Excellent. CITR. That's right. 101.9 FM. Dexter, what's your favorite radio station?
CTRXT.
That's right. CITR. That's right. So, Dexter, by the way, is going to be going into kindergarten, and Coral is already in grade 2. Yeah, and they're my special co-hosts today. I'm telling you all that because there's no babysitter for them tonight.
For horses.
Okay, thank you. So here I am, a bit sort of, what's the word called?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off those mics. Okay, excellent. So welcome to my insanity. If you're wondering why I am the way I am, this is why. You have some evidence. Okay, so let's continue. We have a CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation here at the station. I'm going to play us something from, let's see, Jay Arner. This is a good song. It's called Bad Friend. Oh, excuse me, Bad Friend 2. And you're going to have to be quiet.
Yes, be quiet.
Okay. And what was I going to say about this? Yeah, so everything I play, by the way, is Canadian music. So, of course, Jay Arner is from Vancouver. And he played in other bands such as, International Falls, Team Strike Force, etc. So, here we go. Let's hear something from this new compilation. And it was compiled by us, CITR. All right, here we go. Jay Arner on CITR, 101.9 FM. This is the Need to Be.
To drink now, you're fuming in the rain.
the song 1 2 3 4 Get Fucked. All right, and then my children are right behind me. And then before that, we heard Jay Arner from the same compilation with the song Bad Friend 2. Here we go. Now it looks like I've got our Kill City Kids queued up, and we're gonna hear something from this EP called False Creep. And we're gonna hear, let me just tell you what song, hold on guys, God, I have my children with me, by the way, in case you care. We're gonna hear song 4. It's called That's It, You're Dead. What do you guys think of that song?
Yes.
That's It, You're Dead. You better watch it. I'm gonna start saying that to you guys. That's It, You're Dead. Do you like that? That's kind of scary. Okay, here you go. This, as I mentioned, here is Kill City Kids on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You can't yell fire in a theater.
All right, folks, let's see if we are here. Okay, so thank you, Evan. Evan, we haven't started. It seems like I'm acting discombobulated as well. It's because I am, because I have my two kids here. And because I started. Yeah, I know, Mama, it's not working, guys. I'm on the radio. Can we just, while I'm talking, just let Mama talk? Ah, excellent. Okay, so let's continue to listen to some Canadian music here. I, in the meantime, am going to play us something from Gang Signs. They have this album. It's called Remixes, which are obviously remixes. That's what they are. And, okay, you're going to have to stop talking right now. Oh, God. All right. So Gang Signs. Let's hear a song that will tickle our fancy. Let's see. Let's hear the song number, no, I don't know. Song number four. It's called... what is it called? I guess it's called DJB? Going to the Sea? I guess so. This is confusing. Okay, here we go. So this is CITR 101.9, and I'm going to play something from this new Gang Signs Remixes. Alrighty. We'll be right back.
Best bourbon, and have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from .com.
Has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. More information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Vancouver. In the studio with me, I have Coral and I have Dexter. So, Coral, do you want to talk? Here, let's put on the mics here. Can you hear Coral? Can you say what? Tell us what your nickname is.
My nickname is Coco.
Your nickname is Coco. That's correct. And what about you? Do you have a nickname?
My nickname is Dex.
Yeah, Dex. That's right. Dex or Sexy Dexy. Sometimes we like to call you, right? Yeah.
Sexy Dexy.
That's right. Now, how do you guys know me? Who am I to you?
Mother.
That's right.
You're my putter.
My putter. Yeah, I'm your putter.
Captain's Pappin.
Okay, excellent.
Down to pay.
Okay, Dexter, do you want to tell everybody off in September?
I am 7 and a half.
That's right. You are 7 and a half.
I'm 5.
That's right.
And I'm a grown up.
Dexter, can you tell everybody what your favorite song is?
Call Me Baby.
Call Me Baby. Yeah, Call Me Baby. You love that song, don't you?
No, and Coral, maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
No,
that's right.
Maybe.
Okay, good. What about you, Coral? Do you have a favorite song?
Yes. We are never getting back together.
We're never getting back together. Do you know who sings that song?
Tyler Swift.
You know that? Really? I don't even know that. Excellent. Okay, well, on that note, one of them has to go pee-pees. So what I'm going to do is I'm going
to
leave us with a song. I get that. I'm turning off your mics. Okay. So this is birth control, people. You know what that means? My kids are looking at me like, well, I don't get it. It means if you would like to have this, then you should not be having unprotected sex. Okay. So I will take one of them to the bathroom as I find us some songs to play that might keep us. So if you're hearing a discombobulated me, it's because I am. Things are a little bit hectic over here. So, yeah, the husband does make sure I can get it. One sec. Yes, I heard you the first time. Let's hear something from Thrill. How about Violent Dream? This is a very good song. Excellent. On CITR, the station CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Now, by the way, my name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my show is all Canadian music, and he has to go pee-pee. So here we are, Thrush Hermit. We'll be right back. All right, folks, that was awesome. That was Diamond Rings, who I'm quite a big fan of. And Diamond Rings consists of John O. And he's originally out of Guelph. And he was in a band called the D'Urbervilles, who I quite loved back in the day. Probably from like sort of the mid to later 90s. Or sorry, 2000s. The O's, if you will. John in the O's. And yeah, so Diamond Rings is pretty much, from what I understand, just him. And he got started on, he was suffering from, I believe, some sort of stomach condition. I don't remember the details, but he was in the hospital. It wasn't like, you know, he wasn't going to die or anything. But so he spent a lot of time, though, in his hospital room and I guess getting bored. And so from what I read, if I remember correctly, he used to write songs for the nurses and entertain them with his guitar. So there you go. Pretty cool guy. All right. Now, before Diamond Rings, we heard something from, I believe they're from Toronto. They're called the Minotaurs. And they have a new album out. It's called New Believers. And we heard the title track from that. A lot of horns. Yes. Yes, you're bored, Dexter. We know it. Yes. I'm sorry. Mama's not always entertaining. Ah, no. Thresh Hermit was in there. Thresh Hermit from the late 90s. From their Sonic Onion release called Clayton Park. We heard Violent Dreams. Yes, my dreams right now are feeling kind of violent. My thoughts. All right, my hands are full. Okay, and what was I going to tell you? Yes, so that's what we heard there. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host of this show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And let's find out what is going on in the weather out there. And I wouldn't have really known it because I was working indoors all day, as that's what I do. As do most of you, too. So let's see. Weather. Let's find out how it's going to be shaping up. Now, from what I see here, it looks like it's currently 20 degrees here in the city of Vancouver. 20, 21 degrees. Seeing two reports. And the overnight low for tonight, today's Wednesday, is 13. So it's pretty warm, actually. And then tomorrow is a high of, 21. With sunny, cloudy periods, you know. So a mix of sun and clouds. That's tomorrow, Thursday. And then Friday, cloudy with showers with a high of 17. And then into the weekend looks pretty nice. So Saturday is a high of 18, mainly sunny. And then Sunday is the sunny. So, hey, you know what? It could be worse, right, folks? All right. There you go. So now let's move on. And let's hear something from the band Waves. Anyway, Sean Razek. He is the guy who has been in a bunch of bands. And Sean, in my opinion, was most notable in the Notes from Underground, which is a band from the, I don't know, like late 90s into the up until about the mid 2000s, if that makes sense, mid O's. And let me tell you who's on this record, which is actually very cool. You've got Stephen Hamm is on here. Big Hamm. You got Chris Arific. How cool is that? You've got his own daughter Molly. Rose Malberg is on this. Oh my goodness. And the list goes on. So you got a lot of cool people backing up Sean, and he's a really nice guy. Record release for this on Friday. Hi, Dexter. Yeah, get out of my face. Thank you. And he just had the record release on Friday. Unfortunately, I could not make it. As you can see or hear, I have two children and they seem to need their mother a lot. So couldn't do it. But I did go out Saturday, right? When you have kids, you can go out once in a blue moon. And my blue moon happened Saturday. And I did see two local bands, which was awesome. I saw, what did we see? We saw Canned Ham. Speaking of Stephen Hamm. Awesome. That was at the Electric Owl. And the band opening for Canned Ham was The Goblins. Good old Nardwar in his deal. All right, so let's move on. Let me stop talking and let's see. From this Thought He Was Dead record, we're going to hear, let me see, song 4, it looks like. So that would be Another World. That's what we're going to hear. The station is CIT. That's what we need to say. Terrible feelings hit them back and hit them all.
friend, are you okay? No matter what, it can be alright. That's what we need to say. And it works for just one day. But if we put them back to back, we have our shield from the attack. Last try. What do you say? There is another world inside of this one. There is another world.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area.
Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficked are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know." The question now is, what will you do? Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Thunder and lightning. On the bright side, you did your best. The story of your life would be your death. I'm on the outside, just looking in. What does it look like? Start it again. All jokes aside, I'll start over.
Look like. planet. All jokes aside, you can have your command with a permanent sigh till the sighs are irrelevant.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Isn't that just a lovely song? All right, that right there was a band called Lost Lovers Brigade, and the song is called Lights and Shadows. Yes, you may talk in a minute. Let me just get through the songs, okay, Coral? I've got the kids here with me at the station. I've got Dexter and Coral. Dexter is 5, and Coral is 7.5. All right. Okay, so that song from Lost Lovers Brigade you can find on a compilation called Safe Amp Compilation. All right. Safe Amp, it's like the Safe Amp Society. Anyways, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played. All right, now before that, we heard something from the Halifax band, Winter Sleep, song Permanent Sigh from their album, Hello Hum. It's a good album. Another World from the album Thought He Was Dead. Now, I'm sure his CD release on Friday was awesome, and I just really wish I could have been there. I do regret it, but, you know, life goes on. And I've got these creatures here, such as Coral. I think Coral wants to say hello. Do you want to say hi, sweetie? Okay, so here you go. Now I'm going to turn up the mic. Are you going to say something positive? Good. Okay, here hello. She's going to... Okay, no, you got to wait. Wait. Now you can talk.
Hello, this is me, Coral.
Okay.
And I'm very happy to see you.
Can you see? Who are you looking at?
Very happy to have you here.
Okay, yeah. With us here at CITR.
With us here at CITR.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy because
what makes you happy?
My mom is very thankful.
Okay.
And her name is Anita Binder.
Thank you, Coral. Thank you. That's nice. You're very positive. Okay. Dexter, would you like to share something too? You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
I want to go on the computer.
You want to go? Okay. Well, we're going to be leaving in 20 minutes. Speaking of which, we have 20 minutes until Val comes on with her show. Val's called Vocal Oasis. We have Sexy in Van City with Caroline. That's your host. Sexy. I know my kids are giggling. Sexy. What does it mean to be sexy, Coral? Do you know? Okay, you can tell. Yeah, tell us. Tell us what it means to be sexy.
Sexy means when you're very pretty.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, you can be very pretty and be sexy. Do you think ugly people can be sexy, Coral?
No.
No, you don't think so? No? Okay. As she crinkles her nose. I think some people who are not that attractive can be sexy, Coral. I think so. I think that some pretty people can't, are sometimes not even that sexy. Isn't that ironic? Okay, let's move on. That's my in-depth conversation with my children. All right, speaking of sexy, now this band is sexy, I guess. I know. I think White Lung is hot. They're pretty hot. All right, so White Lung, we're going to hear something from them. They're coming up next. Their band they're out of Vancouver. And there are three girls and a guy. I'm just trying to remember the visual. Yeah, I think it's three girls and a guy. So girl on drums, girl drummer. Girl bass player, I guess a guy guitar player, and then female lead singer. Yes. And this record, as I mentioned, was recorded at The Hive with Jesse Gander. Very cool. These guys are getting some critical acclaim everywhere, it seems. I think they've gone on tour at a lot of different places outside of Canada as well. Let's see. What song shall we hear? Let's hear, let's continue. Hold on. Let's hear this song. The song is called Bunny. The song is Bunny. The album, as I mentioned, is Sorry. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And this here is White Lung. Or is supposed to be White Lung.
Down.
I left the bar, I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate, I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could, the only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me.
Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
That day we found ourselves in a pinch. The cowards sneer and traitors flinch, but that bastard, he never moved an inch that day. Though liars, they find a way to be right, to hide the truth far from their sight, to chase away the racing underdog. You are a runner, I won't follow you. You are a runner's what you say the truth. You are a always on the move. You are a runner, you got lots to prove. Oh, oh, oh. Go down to the basement near the old furnace, go beside it, take the boards off. There's a tunnel that goes on forever. Climb inside and go in deep and just keep moving. Goes on for miles, miles and miles and miles. You're gonna get to an end there. Don't be scared. There's a light on, you'll have to find it. No one ever knows the way, and no one ever finds the way. How? How? You are a runner, I will follow you. You are a runner, is what you say the truth.
All right, folks, that right there was Sun Parlor Players, and we heard the song Runner from their album, which is called Us Little Devils. And Val and I actually saw them, oh, I don't know, maybe half a year ago or so, downtown here in Vancouver, and I think they put on a really good show. I quite enjoyed them. Yes, and there was just at that point two of them, Sun Parlor Players. Years ago, they used to be a three-piece, and over time, apparently, the one guy had a child. Which necessitated him, you know, to force him to leave the band. Oh, he's actually here. This is Mike 3. That's you. Okay. Coral, do I ever look stressed out?
No.
Really? Oh, you're so sweet. You never see me looking stressed out?
Actually, yes.
Yes. And what kinds of things stress me out?
Dexter being bad to you?
Yeah, that'll do it. That usually does it. What about you? Do you do anything that stresses me out?
A little thing.
Just a little thing. What is it that you do?
Sometimes I be rude to mama.
Yeah, you're rude to me sometimes. That is true. Yes. Okay. So anyways, my child here is here, and we have about 2.5 minutes until Val comes on air. That would be Val Cormier. Her show is 8 until 10, and it is called Folk Oasis. And let's just have one very quick 1 minute conversation with my daughter, the ballerina. This is Coral, and she is a dancer at the Go Ballet. She's in grade 2. And would you like to share with the listeners some of the things you do?
I'm in a Nutcracker.
Yes, you are.
And I'm a party boy.
She's going to be playing the role of a party boy. So you're going to be dressed up like what?
A boy.
Like a boy. How crazy is that? Now, the Go Nutcracker is slated to be at the Center for Performing Arts. Unfortunately, there's been a sale with that building. So it's been sold, and we're not quite sure the fate of the production because they had a contract, but the center... Well, they'll move it hopefully someplace if we can get something. So anyways, that's that. Now, Coral, do you want to say goodnight to everybody?
Good night and have a nice day tomorrow. That's I think it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Well, that's good. And do you know what my show is called, sweetie?
It's called CITR.
Yeah, it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I'm bidding you all adieu. Sam Squanch's Hideaway, this is where Canadian music happens. Now, Dexter wants to say something quickly. Yes or no, buddy? Quickly. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, great. And so I will be back in 2 weeks. And just briefly, we heard the Sun Parlor Players. Before that, Sloan with some Coax Me. The band Capital Six, they're local with the song Quit Your Job.